Integrated Practice. For the following integrated practice, we'll begin with forgiveness, kindness, and compassion, and then make use of any increased steadiness and spaciousness of mind to bring together all the foundations of mindfulness in what's called a choiceless awareness practice. It's always helpful to pick a time and a place where you can be quiet and undisturbed, and to position the body in a way that maximizes alertness and relaxation. Hopefully, you found a place in your home or at work that's suitable and sends a signal to the mind of what's about to come, making the transition from busyness into stillness a little easier. Once you've settled into your chosen posture, we'll begin with 3 deep diaphragmatic breaths. Take your time and savor each breath, as well as the luxury of slowing down and shifting from a mode of rushing and striving to spacious non-doing. On each out-breath, intentionally letting go of the need to control, fix, or improve, and inviting the mind to slow down along with the breath. After your 3rd out-breath, allow the breath to find its own natural pace, relinquishing any control of the breath. Gently begin to gather your attention on the sensations in the center of your chest as you breathe, bringing extra care to any feelings of tenderness you may encounter in this part of the body. Take a moment to begin to steady your mind on the sensations in the chest as you breathe, very gently bringing your attention back whenever you notice that it's wandered. Before cultivating kindness and compassion, it can be helpful to check in and see the places where the heart is closed and in need of forgiveness. Reflect on anything you might be carrying in this moment that's asking for forgiveness. It might be something you did, or it might be something that was done to you. See what comes to mind without needing to editorialize about what happened. remembering that forgiveness involves neither condoning harmful action nor reconciling with those who've hurt us. See if your heart feels ready to let go of the burden of unforgiveness, if only for this moment. How would it feel to forgive yourself or someone else? And as you feel ready, silently offering forgiveness through the recitation of whatever phrases are appropriate to the situation, remembering too that all unskillful actions can be understood as tragic expressions of unmet needs. In whatever ways I've caused harm, through my words or actions, please forgive me. In the ways that I've been harmed, through words or actions, I forgive you. Now bringing to mind a sense of yourself as completely deserving of love and care. Perhaps picturing yourself as a child, or remembering a time when you did something you feel proud of. Grant yourself permission to bask in the happiness that comes from recognizing your own basic goodness. And then reflecting on what truly matters to you. Again, without analysis or internal debate, what few core values are most important to you? Now, aspiring to realize these values as fully as possible, and using the following phrases as a shorthand for that which you truly care about. Always feeling free to adjust the language in any simple way that will help you connect to what gives your life meaning. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I give and receive all of the love that I need. Now taking a moment to bring to mind any difficulty or challenge you're facing in your life right now. Without whitewashing this difficulty or needing to get rid of anything, instead offering yourself the comfort of compassion, of caring about your own suffering, by silently repeating these phrases. May I find moments of happiness in the midst of this. May I find moments of peace in the midst of this. May I be surrounded by love in the midst of this. Now, bringing to mind a loved one, someone who naturally brings a smile to your face when you think about them. For the moment, choosing to put aside any challenges or complexity that might also be true about this relationship, and focusing your attention on their good qualities. Think of what drew you to this person, of what you appreciate about them. And extend these same wishes of happiness and well-being to your loved one. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you give and receive all of the love that you need. And now bringing to mind any challenges or difficulties that your loved one may be dealing with, such as illness, disappointment, financial stress. And use the following phrases as a way to silently extend wishes of compassion to this dear person. May you find happiness in the midst of this difficulty. May you find peace in the midst of this. May love surround you in the midst of this. Now letting go of these visualizations and bringing your attention back to the breath. This time to wherever it's most predominant for you, either the belly, the chest, or the tip of the nostrils and the upper lip. As best you can, bring the qualities of kindness and compassion into the way in which you attend to your own simple breath, just as a mother would marvel at her newborn baby breathing in its sleep. Take a few minutes to focus on the breath as your primary object of attention, gently bringing the mind back whenever you become aware that it's wandered. maintaining the breath as an anchor or home base for your attention. Now expand the field of awareness to include whatever becomes strong enough to call your attention away from the breath. This could be a thought, a mental image, a sound, a feeling tone, an emotion, or a sensation in another part of the body. Whenever you become aware of thinking, use a quiet label of thinking, or more specific labels like planning, judging, and see if you can maintain awareness of the thought without either trying to get rid of it or getting lost in the story of the thought. See if it's helpful to use quiet mental labels to support the mind in staying present for whatever experience is predominant without getting lost in it, such as tingling, itching, hearing, or heat, pressure, pleasant, unpleasant. Stay connected to the experience as long as it remains strong enough to hold your attention, noting with curiosity and interest what happens to it upon observation. When it's no longer predominant, return your attention to the breath. In the last few minutes of this meditation, take a moment to rejoice in and celebrate your willingness to engage in this beautiful and at times challenging work of cultivating a kind and compassionate presence. Whatever emotions, physical or mental states may have arisen, however pleasant or unpleasant the time might have been. You've done something rare and important, and it will bear a positive fruit in your own life and touch those around you. In these last few minutes, you might choose to dedicate or share this merit with a particular person who's in need of support, or with all beings everywhere. May all beings, without exception, be happy. May all beings, without exception, be peaceful. May all beings, without exception, be loved.